True identity. God, who hath blessed us, hath chosen us in him, that we should be holy and without blame, having predestined us into the adoption of children, hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Ephesians 1:3-7. Christy grew up believing lies she was continually told about who she was: dumb, fat, ugly, and unlovable. She felt worthless. Christy did not believe God could use someone like her. What we teach our children about who they are starts at a very young age. We need to establish a foundation of truth regarding our children's identity before they hear the lies that TV, advertisements, radio, and even other children tell them. The very being who created us in our mother's womb establishes this foundation by clearly articulating who we are. We must teach them that in Christ we have been blessed. God himself chose us before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blame. That means we have been set apart to be used by God. We've been consecrated and sanctified for the purposes for which God created us. We are God's children, adopted into his family, accepted, redeemed, and forgiven. There is no sin or past failure that God will not forgive when we ask him. Who else but a loving God would send his one and only Son to die on the cross for our salvation? My Creator God, thank you that you have told me who I am. Use me for your created purposes as I help my children find their true identities in you. The Lord wrote this devotional, True Identity, through me, Tina Ilakwa, and it is published in 365 Daily Whispers of Wisdom for Mothers of Preschoolers.